Welcome to Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Gorel. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The shortstop, Pee Wee Reese. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dick Gray. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Carl Furillo. Batting 8th. The catcher, John Rosboro. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Carl Erskine. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Carl Erskine. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor strikes out. 1 out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Walls hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Cimoli. Banks reaches second base with a double. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gilliam. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Banks scores. It's 2-0. Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gilliam for the out. 1 out. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Neal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gorel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gorel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp hits a fly ball into left field. Gilliam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gray is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Carl Furillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Furillo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Furillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walls is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Walls strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Roseboro takes first base on ball 4. Carl Erskine is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Erskine bunts towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilliam hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Erskine moves to second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor misplays the ball. That's an error on Taylor. Erskine scores. Reese goes all the way around to score. Neal moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's Cubs, 2, Dodgers, 2. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards second. Taylor picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Taylor. Neal scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Dodgers. Dick Gray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. Gray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodges moves to third. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cimoli is 0 for 1 in the game. Cimoli is hit by the pitch. Gray moves to second. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Furillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Furillo hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gray fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gorrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Gorrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simulai, who is chasing the ball. Gorrell reaches third base with a triple. Thompson goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 3, Dodgers, 3. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Tapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gorrell scores. It's 4-3, Cubs. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Drott is 0-for-1 in the game. Drott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Roseboro hits a line drive towards first. Long reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Erskine is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Erskine is 0-for-1 in the game. Erskine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-2 in the game. Gilliam hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Reese hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walls strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Neal is 0-for-2 in the game. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Gray is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin strikes out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thompson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Erskine covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Furillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Furillo takes first base on ball 4. John Rosboro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rosboro is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rosboro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Erskine is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Erskine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Erskine hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gorrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Gorrell takes first base on ball 4. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tapp bunts in front of the plate. Rosboro fields it and throws to first for the out. Gorrell moves to second. 1 out. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Drott is 0 for 2 in the game. Drott strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Taylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Walls is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Walls hits a fly ball into right field. Furillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 3 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gilliam for the out. 1 out. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Reese is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Reese hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 4, Dodgers, 4. Charlie Neal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Neal hits a line drive towards short. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Dodgers. Don Elston now pitching. Dick Gray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gray hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tapp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erskine fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Erskine. Banks moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thompson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson strikes out. 1 out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Long is 0 for 3 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to third. Morin moves to second. 2 outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gorrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gorrell takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bolger pinch hits for LTAP. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bolger hits a line drive into center field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 4. The Dodgers will come to bat. Cal Neiman now catching. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Simulai is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Simulai hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Furillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Furillo bunts towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Elston fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Don Elston. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tanner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 5, Dodgers, 5. Clem Labine now pitching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walls is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Banks hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Walls moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morin is 0 for 4 in the game. Morin strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Thompson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thompson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Simulai. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Walls scores. Banks goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Cubs. Dale Long batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Long is 0 for 4 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Dodgers 5. The Dodgers will come to bat. Freddy Rodriguez now pitching. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Clem Labine. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vallo takes first base on ball four. Joe Pignatano pinch runs for Elmer Vallo. Randy Jackson pinch hits for Jim Gilliam. Dolan Nichols now pitching. Randy Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Reese is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor misplays the ball. That's an error on Taylor. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Neal is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Neal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls, who is chasing the ball. Neal reaches third base with a triple. Reese goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 7-6 Cubs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hodges is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Los Angeles Dodgers, 6. Goodbye from Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles.